maybe it's even a statement. We'll see how this comes out. If it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, are you with me so far? If it quacks like a duck, if it swims like a duck, it must be a... Oh dear, we've got a rebel in the group. It must be a duck. Yeah, we've heard that saying and probably have used it different times to describe situations. As I look this up, basically what this little phrase means, if something has all the characteristics of a thing, then it is probably that thing. If something has all the characteristics of a thing, then it is probably that thing. And probably is the operative word in that sentence. Okay, let me say this. A person could walk like a duck and yet not be a duck. I'm going to go into some deep theology here in the next few seconds from study I did. Did you know that the duck walk is a real thing? I'd never heard of the duck walk, but as I approached the internet and all that it has to offer, I found out that the duck walk is actually a dance move that was used by Chuck Berry. Anybody even know who Chuck Berry is? A rock? Really, Caitlin?
I took music history.
Oh my goodness, okay. Well, I didn't expect a younger person's hand to go up. In the 50s, he was a kind of a rock and roller. And apparently what I found out about this duck walk that actually a journalist saw him do on a performance and nicknamed it the duck walk. It was something he did as a kid when he was real little, obviously. And I can't do it or we'd have to call 911 and possibly a forklift truck. But you basically squat down and put one foot out in front of you and your head and back are up straight and you're kind of just skipping with that one foot. He did it under his folks' dining room table one time, and they laughed and got lots of entertainment, so he kind of ended up using it the rest of his life, used it in one of his acts, and it became a symbol for him. Chuck Berry. Have you ever heard of the name Angus Young? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Caitlin, this message is for you. Well, I didn't know the name Angus Young, but he's an Australian rock band, and I have heard of the group he's in, AC/DC. Hello. Well, he does a duck walk in his shows as well. Didn't realize that. Here's something. Pete, you can ask your son to see if he had to do this when he joined the military. But the U.S. military uses the duck walk as a physical test to see if a trainee can pass what they call the entrance processing command. It determines whether they're flat-footed or have problems that might show up later in the things that they'll have to do as a soldier. You see, here's the point. A person could walk like a duck, and yet he's not a duck. A person could quack like a duck, but not be a duck. You probably heard of the show Duck Dynasty. Phil Robertson. He created a company called Duck Commander, and they sell duck calls. These make it possible for people to talk like a duck. A person could quack like a duck, and yet she's not a duck. So if someone talks like a Christ follower, walks like a Christ follower, even looks like a Christ follower, is he or she really a Christ follower? The scripture that we're going to look at today, and I'm going to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We're continuing in starting from verse 1, chapter 1 of 1 John. We're going to go all the way through verse by verse. And then we'll go to the second epistle and the third epistle. Today we're starting 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3, and we're going through verse 11. Now verse 3, 4, and 5 are ones we covered last week, but they're important to include this week as well. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. If someone claims I know God but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar, not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. This is how we know we're living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Dear friends, I'm not writing to you a new commandment for you. Rather, it's an old one you've heard from the very beginning. This old commandment to love one another is the same message you heard before, yet it's also new. Jesus lived the truth of this commandment, and you are also living it. For the darkness is disappearing, and the true light is already shining. If anyone claims, "I am living in the light," but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is still living in darkness. Anyone who loves a brother, another brother or sister, is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. But anyone who hates another brother or sister is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. As I read that, you probably heard me emphasize one word, commandments. What's old is new, is what John is telling us here. I'm just going to pull out five of those sentences that use the word commandment, and then we'll talk about that. We can be sure we know him if we obey his commandments. If someone says they know God, but they don't obey his commandments, I'm not writing to you a new commandment. Two more. The old commandment, and then he mentions what it was, to love one another. And then the last sentence that had this word, Jesus lived the truth of this commandment. So, what is this commandment that John is talking about? You see, John repeats what Jesus said decades earlier. John's in his 90s probably. And so it's been decades ago since Christ came, taught, John was a disciple of his, so he heard this all the time. But he knew one of the things that Jesus said and lived was this commandment. And what was that commandment that John had heard Jesus say years and years ago? We know it as the Great Commandment. In fact, we sung about it today, and Lynn didn't know that this was going to be in the message. So God kind of worked all this out. The Great Commandment is referred to as loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you know the rest of it, right? And to love our neighbor as ourself. So John was repeating what Jesus had said decades earlier, but Jesus was actually repeating what God had told Moses thousands of years earlier. Back during the time when the Ten Commandments was given, that's when God shared with Moses, tell the people this, tell them to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love their neighbors as themselves. And as a part of all that in the Bible, you'll find that's where the Ten Commandments are. How do we do reciting the Ten Commandments? Anybody want to get up in front here and just knock them all out? Yeah, I didn't think so, including Pastor Bob. But I wrote down a few I remembered. Have no other gods. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not make any graven image. I remember that. You'll remember this one. Don't steal, lie, kill, smoke, or chew, or go with girls who do. I'm sure you remember that one. I think it's the seventh. And then there's something about a neighbor's wife, and I have to look that up later. It's really hard to remember 10 things, isn't it? Really hard to remember 10 things. Believe it or not, there was a time where it was really hard, apparently, to remember one thing, one commandment. God told Adam and Eve to eat from a smorgasbord of fruit trees, did he not? I mean, it was as if it was their personal Golden Corral restaurant. And they just get a plate and they go from tree to tree and eat all that they want. But here's what God said in the commandment. He says, but don't eat from that one. You got 100 to choose from. You got 1,000. We don't know if it was 10,000, but there's one, and that's the commandment. Don't eat from that tree. Well, you know, I believe Adam and Eve probably learned the one commandment when they were in children's church. And so they memorized it over and over. As they got older, they had put up the one commandment display at the courthouse in the Garden of Eden, so everybody would know about it. They created even little homemade bookmarks with the one commandment on it. And of course, that was long before books were invented, so it wasn't of much use at the time. And then they would recite the one commandment on special occasions. But eventually, it must have been forgotten, because for sure it was broken. 10 commandments, 1 commandment, we tend to forget. But thank God for His grace and mercy, huh? And for His word, that's a continual reminder. And that's what today is. It's a reminder of what's old is new. It's a reminder of things we know about, but maybe we have forgot about. And that commandment is to love. Commandments, what's old is new. The commandment that John is writing about here in this letter is to love. And it's to love one another. To love one another is to obey His commandment, not to memorize it, not to make bookmarks or put it out on the courthouse, to do it. Each week as I share something with you, I try to share information, things like about AC/DC. But I hope that it stirs inspiration, and then I hope it leads to application. Because if we don't leave here different, if we don't leave here doing something different, I don't know why I spoke. But I hope that's what happens. Or here to say it another way, I try to get us thinking, and then feeling, and then doing. Or yet even one more way, think of it this way. This is what, and I believe this is the message of the Bible, because there's a lot of information here. 40 authors, 1,500 years, 66 books. We want things to go from our head to our heart to our hand. So hopefully this idea of loving one another is something we can apply as soon as we leave this building, maybe before. I can tell you that God's timing of this message was perfect for me, because I'm actually struggling with a couple different folks that are believers in two different areas of my life, completely different areas of my life. And it's a struggle I'm having with these people, and yet God has reminded me even this week, you got to love them. You may not like the way they're treating you. You might not like the things that they have done to you. You might not like whatever. But the Bible says, and God's reminding us today through this message, that we need to love our fellow brothers and sisters. Now, the message that we just read in 1 John also says to love one another is to live in the light. And there was a song we sung, and I can't remember. I wish I had had a pencil and paper to write down all the songs, because every song had something to do with today's message. And one of the songs had to do with light and darkness. But to love one another is to live in the light. And ask God if I'm living in darkness. Is there any part of me that's living in darkness so that it can come to the light? And then to love one another, here's the proof, to love one another, to love our brother and sister, to love our neighbor, that is how we know that we're living in Christ. So if you kind of wonder, am I living in Christ? I don't know. See, I went to church today. I gave an offering. What else did I do? Picked up some trash in the parking lot on my way in. I'm good. I hate you. (Laughter) This is how we know if we're living in Christ, is if we love one another. So I'm getting to the end here. If someone talks like a Christ follower, walks like a Christ follower, looks like a Christ follower, is he or she a Christ follower? Let's let the Bible continue to answer this question. If you have any knowledge of the Bible, the New Testament particularly, you recall the word Pharisee. Many of us know about Pharisees. Well, guess what? They walked and talked like followers of the Lord, for sure. In fact, I wrote down some things. They had the right church clothes. They wore that tie and that new suit. Everything was pressed. Looked great. Latest styles, latest fashions. They were present at all the church services. If the temple doors were open, they were there. They got there early and they stayed late. Their attendance was so good that they carried with them the perfect attendance certificate and had all the gold stars for every week they had been there. They prayed loud. They stood up when they prayed. Made sure people could notice that they were praying. And they used words, all the these and the thous and the almighty and the hallelujah and whatever it took to let others know that they're followers of the Lord. They put money in the offering plate. They wouldn't just slip a dollar bill softly and gently in the plate. They had big heavy coin, and as the plate would come through, they'd raise their hand up and let that coin drop so that you could hear the thumping of all this this great gift that they were giving. Pharisees, they would quote scripture from memory, word for word, not missing a syllable. And then they meticulously kept the law of Moses. But Jesus didn't call the Pharisees followers. I don't know if you remember what he did call them. It was hypocrites. Well, they looked like followers. They walked like followers. They talked like followers. I just gave a list of things that were their actions. And Jesus said, "You hypocrites." You see, a person could look, they could have the look, have the walk, have the talk, have the godly characteristics, but not be a godly person. They could, this is back with using language from the scripture, or what John said, they could be talking light, living in darkness. They could be talking about light, but living in darkness. They could be talking truth, but living a lie. They could look like they have 20/20 vision spiritually, but spiritually be blind. You ever heard the phrase, what you do speaks so loud, I can't hear a word you say? What you do speaks so loud, I can't hear a word you say. So what's the key takeaway this morning? It's love, and it's specifically love one another. It's the commandment to love one another. So let me try it again. If someone talks like a Christ follower, walks like a Christ follower, looks like a Christ follower, and loves like Christ, then he or she is probably a Christ follower. And to say it using a phrase from today's scripture, if someone talks like they're living in the light, walks like they're living in the light, looks like they're living in the light, and loves like they're living in the light, he or she is living in the light. The Lord's message today is pretty straightforward and simple, yet not always easy. And what you and I needed today was this reminder to love one another. Lord, I thank you this morning for your word and how simple messages could come right out. Again, simple, that's hard to do. And so what we're asking is your help to do it this week and even starting today. Lord, help us to love like we've never loved before, and we'll give you the praise. Amen. God bless you all.
Friday and half the day Saturday.
Wow.
And not last night at all. I was up all night. I'm really tired.
You'd have thought you'd have just, you know, been, that would have evened out.
You would thought, but it doesn't work that way.
I know. Do you have the keys to my car? Do you have the keys to my car? Okay. I don't know if you got it with you or not.